Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, a biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. And yes, we are still 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for August 30th, looking at Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. Surely you have heard of the administration of God's grace given to me for you, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. When you read this, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. This mystery was not made known to people in past generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that in Christ Jesus the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and people who also share in the promise through the gospel. I became a servant of this gospel in keeping with the gift of God's grace that was given to me by the working of his power. To me, even though I am the very least of all the saints, was given this grace, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to enlighten everyone about the administration of this mystery. In past ages, this mystery remained hidden in God, who created all things. He did this so that through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God in the heavenly places might now be made known to the rulers and authorities. This was done according to the eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him, we can freely approach God with confidence through faith in him. So I ask you not to lose heart because of what I am suffering for you, because it is to your glory. This is the word of our God. Here in chapter 3, Paul gives us what is probably the strongest example of Anacaluthan. And Anacaluthan is when Paul is writing along, usually Paul, but often the other writers as well. It's kind of a literary term, at least in Greek. And Anacaluthan is when somebody interrupts their thought by going down a different tangent before picking it up again. This is one of the more noteworthy Anacalutha in all of Paul's writings. The other one that really jumps out, at least mentally to me at the moment, is in Romans chapter 5, where in verse like 12 or something, he just goes off on this tangent and he doesn't pick it up again until verse 19 or 20. So the Anacaluthan that Paul has here, this interruption in thought, Paul says, you know, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. And he's not going to pick up that thought. He's not going to finish that thought until he gets to verse 14, which is going to be our Bible reading for Monday. And he says, for this reason, I kneel before the Father of our Lord Jesus. And he talks about his prayer and the prayer for the Ephesians. And he kind of interrupts his thought to say, wait a second, why am I a prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles? And why is he in prison for the sake of Christ Jesus and for the sake of the Gentiles? A prisoner imprisoned because of Christ Jesus. And that's the Anacaluthan, where he goes off on this tangent from verses 2 through 13, where he talks about the mystery of the gospel. And biblically speaking, when we talk about a mystery, we're talking about something that cannot be perceived by people, cannot be perceived by our natural reason, our knowledge, or our emotion or feelings. A mystery is something that God has to reveal to us. And so, for instance, looking at nature, you can know that God exists simply from the fact that this all exists, and nothing exists without being created or without being made. And so you know, in a very general sort of way, from the natural knowledge of God, that there is a God and that he exists. You also know, in a general sort of way, from your conscience, that there is a God who has standards, and he will hold us accountable to those standards. The natural knowledge of God in our conscience tells us that we know what is right and wrong, and that there is punishment for those who do wrong. But the mystery there is our triune God, is this God who is gracious, who demonstrates grace and mercy to us in giving us what we do not deserve and withholding from us the punishment that we do deserve. The mystery there is the fact that this God has spoken to us. The mystery is that this God is triune. The mystery is that the second person of this Trinity has taken on our humanity. Those are things that you can't know by staring at a mountain. Those are things that you can't know from the natural knowledge of God. Those are things that are mysteries, precisely because God has to reveal them. That's the point. When God talks about a mystery, he's not talking about something that needs to be, you know, logicked out or thought out or figured out like Sherlock Holmes or Father Brown or one of those. What he's talking about is a fact that is hidden from our natural knowledge, but that God reveals to us. So you think of the mysteries that we have, the mysteries of our faith, including, you know, conversion, the fact that it happens by God's work and not by our own decision or action. Talk about the sacraments, the fact that God gives new life through the waters of holy baptism together with the Word of God, and that Jesus Christ makes himself present in body and in blood underneath the bread and the wine. These things are mysteries because God must reveal them to us. And Paul says in verse 2, "Surely you have heard of the administration of God's grace given to me for you, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly." The mystery is the gospel. The mystery is that all people have the same access to God because all people have had the same forgiveness of sins applied to them and won for them by Jesus Christ and applied to them through the spoken gospel and sacraments. And so the mystery, he summarizes in verse 6, the mystery he's talking about here is that in Christ Jesus, the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and people who also share in the promise through the gospel. That's the mystery that that God has finally revealed in this New Testament era. That all people who are believers are united into one body, and that was God's intent and God's purpose all along. And yes, he alluded to that when he spoke to Abraham all the way back in Genesis chapter 12, when he says, "Look up at the stars and count them, so shall your offspring be." That is, if you can count the stars. But that mystery is finally opened and unraveled, and Paul is given a primary role in unveiling and administering and declaring this mystery. That's the joy that God has entrusted to us as well, this mystery of his grace. And this mystery plays itself out in a number of different ways, including the administration of the mystery of the gospel. This mystery, this thing that cannot be known by human reason, is the fact that Jesus has won your forgiveness. And also, the mystery that through the church, God wants to unravel this mystery and share this mystery with everyone, and that through the church, that is through Christians, through you and me. Verse 10, Paul says, "The multifaceted wisdom of God in the heavenly places is now made known to the rulers and authorities." That through the church, through Christians, God reiterates and echoes again the victory of Jesus Christ over sin, death, and the devil. And he does this, and at least for one of the purposes of him doing so, is to remind the devil and the demons that they have lost, and that this Jesus rules over all. And it's a good thing for Christians to brag about their Jesus, really. And this mystery of the gospel also leads us to understand the mystery of everyday life, where we would look at our lives and we might wonder why, or why not, or why are things this way? Why couldn't they be different than they are? But that's part of God's mystery, that God plans and continues to bless you and me, even through the everyday struggles, even through the everyday pains and sorrows. That mystery of mysteries, in the biblical sense, the mystery is that God reveals to us that he is still our loving and gracious God, not in spite of the things that we suffer, but precisely because of the things that we suffer. Because God delights in mystery. God delights in hiding his glory and his wisdom from the rational human mind of this age that is clouded by sin. God delights to make himself imperceptible to human emotion and reason and understanding. And God delights to reveal himself in mystery, that is, in words here on the pages of Scripture that human minds cannot think up, and in ways God reveals himself here in Scripture in ways that do not make sense to our human minds. And so even in your own life, you know that the mystery of God is revealed, not in spite of the suffering that you may undergo, but because of that suffering that you undergo, because there, at that place, God invites you to turn away from what your reason would tell you, turn away from what your heart would tell you, and turn your attention to what His Word tells you. That your standing with God doesn't depend on your success, on your effort, and your perception of your standing with God doesn't depend on your circumstances either. That if you all of a sudden you've fallen on hard times or have a new dose of pain that you or heartache that you never had experienced before, that's part of God's mystery, where God teaches us that He can be trusted precisely where He reveals Himself, and that He has gladly and joyfully hidden Himself in the ways that are accessible to our human reason and to our human emotion, so that He can reveal Himself here in the Word of God. And what do we read here? The mystery of the gospel, that Jesus Christ became flesh for you and for me, and that your standing with God is guaranteed because God, Ephesians chapter 1, chose you from eternity, and Ephesians chapter 2, God resurrected you and gave you new life, moving you from an object of wrath to a son or daughter of the King. That is the mystery that we share. That is the mystery in which we delight. That is the mystery that comforts us. And it's to you and to me that God has entrusted the administration and the sharing, the declaration, the rejoicing of this mystery. And it's at this mystery that the devil and all the demons cover their ears and shriek with fear, because this mystery means that Jesus has won. You can find us Sunday mornings, 9 a.m., 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also check out the show notes for the other churches in our Toledo area, including a church out in Monclova on Monclova Road, and a little bit more toward Toledo right by the University of Toledo at Zion Lutheran Church. God bless your day.